From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
It changes everything in that these are not cells derived from embryos anymore. And it remains to be seen if these are perfectly the same as embryonic stem cells. But my feeling is that over time, we will get better at it and they'll be essentially equivalent to embryonic stem cells. And that very much changes the ethical debate.
We're ready to sit down at the bargaining table now. Every day that Broadway continues with this situation, you can't sell last night's ticket.
We have offered many, many different proposals, trying to find a place that would harm them the least, but give flexibility to our producers and also, frankly, give them the relief of not paying for people who don't work.
It's grim out there. These areas are just really ravaged. These are bamboo and straw huts, the occasional brick home or tin tea shop, and they were just flattened by the storm.
I think it certainly affected President Bush's view of things, but it was a mistake to simply walk away and watch from the sidelines while the Israelis and Palestinians had at it. There was a whole edifice of peacemaking that had been established over the previous 8 years by the Clinton administration and essentially was burnt to the ground.
My personal view is that the Arab government should not go to this meeting. And in fact, the position of the Palestinians would be much stronger if Arab governments do not go.
I do believe that we have Palestinian leaders like Abu Mazen and Salam Fayyad who are willing, which is very much different from our experience with Chairman Arafat. No doubt that there is a will. If there is a way, I believe there is a way, but we are in the early beginning.
There's no enthusiasm or excitement. This is certainly not anything comparable to the days of Oslo when people thought that peace was actually going to break out.